Hey guys, no nut. November is just around the corner, and my job is to help you guys quit porn for good so that you can start living and doing bigger and better things with your life.
Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
During this month of November, I'm going to be posting more videos for you guys more frequently, and I'm going to be using examples of real guys who have actually quit porn like that. It's not this crazy process of weaning off it and taking years and years and decades to quit porn, but it's really just simply just identifying the greatest roadblocks that are constraining you and restraining you from actually succeeding. And for example, one guy I'll tell you about today, a guy named Chris, joined our program. I started working with him. It turns out the single greatest contributor to his porn addiction, in his words, was boredom, right? And so we started peeling back boredom. I was like, okay, so on a Saturday, when you're bored, when you have got nothing to do, when you wake up late, when you you're sleeping in, you're watching anime all day, you're playing video games, and you watch porn, how do you feel? He's like, well, I feel bored. I'm like, no, what you actually feel is shame, right? Because when he was not feeling good about his productivity that day, he would start to spiral out of control, and he would start to tell himself, oh, I'm a worthless piece of garbage because I'm not being productive, and I am not worthy of a woman. I'm not worthy of time. I'm not worthy of anything. And he started spiraling out of control. And this is why many guys spiral when they make one misstep, they make one slip up, and then they feel the shame and the guilt of that slip up. And then what's the easiest and fastest way to drown that feeling of shame and guilt? Guess what? More porn, more masturbation, more video games, more social media, more of all the stuff that's not good for you.
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way. And it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks. Back to the show.
So this guy, Chris, his single greatest contributor to his porn addiction was the feeling of shame. And he didn't know how to deal with that emotion. So I helped him alleviate that emotion by how? Talking about it openly with the right person. And we started talking about it. And he started to realize that he's not some weird sex fiend of a person that's just the grossest, worst, most idiotic person that all this BS that we tell ourselves when you have an addiction, right? You are not, and I told this, I was like, dude, you are not some weird sex fiend. You are not some weirdo with a porn addiction. You are just in pain. You are in a lot of pain and you just don't know how to deal with that feeling of shame. So the easiest way for you to deal with it always has been going back to porn. So we addressed that, and then he talked about it, and he realized, oh, I can talk with people in my life about this issue of shame. I don't have to talk about porn, but I can talk to my wife. I can talk to my parents. I can talk to my good friends about this feeling of shame. And when you talk about that openly, guess what? You shed light on that shame. You shed light on that shadow, and a shadow cannot exist with the presence of light. And that is the fastest way to get rid of shame, is to shed light on it. So he started doing that. And then he realized that once he got rid of that single roadblock, that was what he needed to do to skyrocket his success. That was the single greatest contributor to his addiction, the biggest roadblock. And when he got rid of that, his chances of success went through the roof, drastically increased, because he didn't rely on porn anymore to escape the feeling of shame and boredom anymore. All right. So that's what I'm trying to do with you guys. Anyways, I'm going to be posting videos. Be sure to subscribe. I'm going to be sharing videos and tips like this. It's really not that difficult, guys. You guys who are watching these videos, you're at the edge of the jungle. You're at the cusp of the jungle that you've been finding yourself through many years, and you just don't know how to get out of the jungle. But once you just take a step in the right direction, and I can show you the right way to get out, once you get out, you'll be like, man, what was I doing? What was I doing for so long in the jungle? Man, there are so many other dudes back there that are just mindlessly going in the wrong direction and finding themselves over and over stuck and lost in this jungle. You just have to take my hand, take the right step, and trust me, guys, and be willing to do the work and the things that I'm telling you guys to do.
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life, and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck, because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact 3-step process I personally used to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.